This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Remember, you can always text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955. Serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. As I mentioned in the first segment, we're going to talk to Tom Lavero from the Washington Times, columnist, get a little perspective on what he thinks the Nationals are doing. Also, Sean Casey, former Major League Baseball first baseman, played for the Reds for many years, now an analyst for the MLB Network. He'll join us at 8:25. Mm-hmm. Right now, though, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page.
All right, so as we mentioned, Miguel Cairo will be the interim manager of the Nats. He's 51. He joined the Nats this past year after spending the previous year as a minor league infield coordinator for the Mets. He played 17 years in the bigs from 1996 to 2012. And he's been bouncing around. He was with Tony La Russa in the White Sox organization. Of course, when La Russa stepped down in 2022 because of a medical issue, he took over. So, he's run the ship for a few games anyway.
He went 18-16.
Went 18-16 in the final 34, correct. Mm-hmm. So now he'll be the guy taking over for Davey. So we'll see what happens. The Nats will play the Cardinals starting tonight. There's only 6 games left before the All-Star break. They'll start tonight in St. Louis, 7:45. That will be Jake Irvin against Sonny Gray. So we'll see what happens. And, we'll see what kind of a difference, not just Cairo, but what DiBartolo makes between the analytics, because he is an analytical guy. He's a math guy, younger. We've met him. I don't know if you've seen pictures of him, right?
Yeah, I just don't remember. I remember meeting a bunch of those guys. He's not one that I remember, but we probably did.
The last time I was at the Nats game, I went to hang out with I didn't actually stay for the game. I went to get, I think the game started at 12, and I went over and hung out
because
I was hanging out with James Wood's dad, Kenny Wood. So we were hanging out for about 45 minutes, and I knocked on Rizzo's suite door. So I texted Riz I was going to be there, and he goes, "Yeah, just come on by." So anyway, he wasn't there yet, but Mike DiBartolo answered the door. Mm. He was chomping on something.
Right.
But so that's the deal. So we'll see what happens with the Nats and the Cards. Last night in Major League Baseball, kind of a light night because it was a Monday, but the Red Sox beat the Rockies 9-3. They won 4 straight, so they're really pounding the ball. Roman Anthony, who's their top prospect, had 3 hits and his second home run last night. So they're really hitting the ball. Of course, they just swept the Nats. They win 9-3 last night. The Dodgers have lost 4 straight. They lost to the Brewers 9-1. A couple other notes. The Blue Jays, they beat the White Sox 8-4. They've won 9 straight games, so they're on a roll. The Blue Jays on May 28th were 8 games back of the Yankees. Think about that.
Yeah.
Now they're 3.5 up on the Yankees.
Yeah, if you had to ask me right now, you know, where are the Blue Jays in the American League East, I would have said, I don't know, third, fourth. Never would have said leading.
Oh, they're on a tear, 53-38. And again, you know, just about a month and a half ago, they were eight games back, trailing eight games to the Yankees. A lot of people thought the Yankees were the best team in baseball at that time, mm-hmm. even better than the Dodgers. But they are not playing well. And the Blue Jays have increased their lead to 3.5 over the Yankees. So there's a lot going on. Cleveland, by the way, snapped a 9-game losing streak last night, and they beat the Astros. So I'll tell you what, I mean, there's a lot going on in baseball, obviously, with the draft coming up on Sunday.
What do you think
of... We'll see what happens with the Nats, because the Nats have the top pick. Are they going to go young high schooler, you know, like an Ethan Holliday? Or are they going to go a more, you know, physical, ready to make a major league roster in the next 2 years and maybe go Cade Anderson, the pitcher out of LSU?
It's funny, Drab came in and said, you know, they're not expected to go Holliday. He's not the favorite like he was. They, you know, it's been talk all year that there's no clear-cut top guy, but the Google AI says Ethan Holliday.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, I'll tell you what. Remember when Jackson Holliday was struggling last year?
Mm-hmm.
And we all kind of just questioned it. We said, mm-hmm. Why was he such a high pick? Well, he's balling now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, remember they sent him back down to the minors last year after he struggled?
Yep.
And he has been really good. He's hitting about 265. He had 4 hits in his last game. How many home runs has he got
11
now?
Home runs.
11? Yeah. Leading off, he's balling. So I might want to go with those bloodlines.
Hall says 9, you know, swipes.
It'd be hard
bases,
for me to pass on that, but who knows? I don't know anything. But yeah, you go to ESPN and they say the two candidates, obviously Holliday and then Cade Anderson.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. The draft is Sunday. Hey, I don't know if you guys are paying attention to Wimbledon. I watched a lot yesterday, but they're down to the quarterfinals. On the men's side.
I just saw that Sinner or whatever, he's got lucky to advance.
Well, this is a crazy story. So
the guy that he beat, he's got a history of not finishing matches.
5 straight majors he's had to pull out because of injuries. Mm-hmm. And he was balling. He was rolling Sinner. He won the first 2 sets.
Yeah.
And it was 2-2 in the third. And he served, and then he just grabbed his pec.
Which is a weird tennis injury.
Went over to the bench and went into the locker room, came back out, said, I can't go.
So it was
actually started to cry.
It wasn't an injury he had before. It was literally something he pulled.
He's had a lot of back injuries.
Yeah.
And
that was a new one.
I think it was a new one.
Wow.
And he's just, I mean, he's a good player, obviously.
Definitely.
If he won the first 2 sets over the 1 seed, but he can't stay healthy.
Well, it was funny. I know during the show yesterday we were laughing about Joker because Joker got smoked in the first set. And mm-hmm. I said to Jason, don't worry. It almost doesn't matter with him. That guy's like the king of like 4 and 5 set matches. And he came back. I think he won 3 straight sets.
He did. Yeah. A lot of times when he's down 3 or 4-1, 5-1 in the first, he'll tank it.
Of course.
Because he won't want to give the extra energy to try and make it a, you know, 5-5 or 6-6 and lose in a tiebreak in the first. And then he just rolled in the second, third, and fourth. So your quarterfinals on the men's side, Sinner will play Ben Shelton, one of the 2 Americans left on the men's side. Kobali will play Joker. All right, so those 2 winners will face each other in the semis. Taylor Fritz will play Kachanov, who's the 17 seed. I believe that's today in about an hour and a half. And then Cam Nori, the Brit, will play Alcaraz.
Hmm.
So you're down to 8. These guys are balling. I mean, it's kind of all set up for Sinner and Alcaraz. But again, Sinner got lucky yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Because he's been dealing with his own injuries, right? Sinner has?
He had an elbow issue yesterday. I don't know when that started. But he had to stop for a while, but then he started coming back. But maybe that had something to do with the first 2
sick
sets.
If he could have back-to-back finals with those 2 guys.
On the women's side, my girl Sabalenka. She's going to play at 8:30 this morning.
I don't know
against
why you like her so much. I find her unlikable.
I like her. I think I like her because the Netflix documentary had her.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, she's very fiery and competitive. But I thought she has a good personality. Now, she's unlikable on the court to a lot of fans because sometimes
she whines a lot.
She kind of does, but she's just
somebody beats her.
She's kind of whining at herself.
Yeah,
but
did her boyfriend commit suicide or something? Something weird happened, right?
Jumped off a balcony.
It was like an ex-boyfriend, right? Or was he a boyfriend that was on the series and then they had broken up?
He was on the series.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah, but he had jumped off a hotel balcony.
Just terrible.
So anyway, she'll play Lauren Siegemund, who's 37 years old, unseated. She's German. So Sabalenka is a huge favorite there. There is still one American left, Amanda Anisimova. Okay. Yes, her parents are Russian. Parents came over when she was young because her and her sister were stud tennis players, and they came over, moved to New Jersey. So she's the 13 seed, and she's going to play a girl who's got every letter in the alphabet in her last name. I can't pronounce it, but she's unseeded. So there is still one American left on the women's side as well. Andreeva beat Emma Navarro yesterday. She'll play Bencic, who's from Switzerland. I believe that is tomorrow, and then Swiatek will play Samsonova in the last quarterfinal. So you've got three Americans left, two on the men's side, one on the women's side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Couple NBA notes real quick. This is crazy. I mean, the money that's just floating around the NBA. Now, Paolo Banchero is he's a really good player, obviously. Signed a rookie max deal for 5 years, $239 million.
So sick. I saw his numbers post All-Star break. They were absurd. I think he was averaging something like 29 a game.
He's good. Just people don't pay that much attention because Orlando just doesn't get that much
hype.
Now, this year in the Eastern Conference, especially with Jason Tatum being down in Boston with the Achilles and Halliburton going to be out for the year with the Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando might be a top three team.
Possibly. He's only the eighth player in NBA history to average 25, 7, and 4 at age 22 or younger. Mm. He joins Tracy McGrady and Shaq as the only Magic players to average more than 25 in a year. So he averaged 25.9, almost 26 a game, 7.5 boards, 5 assists. And he signs a rookie max deal that'll get him through 2031. That last year is a player op. The last player to do that was Luka. So he's making some stupid money. 5 years, $239 million.
What's the deal with Bill Beal? He's agreed to a buyout, or it's like
they're
inevitable.
Looking,
essentially,
seems like it.
Yeah,
seems like it. He still has the control, though.
I don't know why he'd do it. I mean, I guess it's just. you got so much money that it just doesn't matter.
You just want to play.
I guess.
And maybe play for someone and have a chance to win a ring.
I guess. But, I mean, he's going to give up $60 million. So, I mean, the buyout, I'm sure he'll get, what, half of it maybe? Who knows?
Yeah, I wouldn't even give him half, but who knows? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there you go. There's a lot going on, but a lot of tennis, and we'll be watching some of the Wimbledon quarters right here in the studio starting at 8:30.
You know, a little bit later in the show, I want to do a hot seat ranking for the remaining GMs and coaches in Washington. Because I was thinking about this. The Nationals got rid of the two guys that were on the hot seat. Now, none of the other guys really are on the hot seat, but I want to go through rankings because, you know, you got Spencer Carberry. He just won Coach of the Year. The GM is Chris Patrick. He's been in charge for a year under Brian McClellan. Dan Quinn could have won Coach of the Year. 12-5 his first season. Adam Peters, everybody loves him.
No, those guys, and then the Wizards, hot.
We like Will Dawkins. He's only really been here for 2 years, hasn't had time to really implement all the changes that they want. And then Brian Keefe, I mean, he's probably the leader in the clubhouse, but I want to go through that a little bit later because I was thinking about it. I was like, all right, so the Nationals just whacked both their GM and their manager. Who's next in this group?
Of the locals?
Eventually, in terms of the coaches/managers?
Probably be Keith. Yeah, rarely maybe. Do the guys that navigate the tank.
Yeah, but I want to rank them all.
To the other side.
And a lot of them you feel very comfortable with right now.
You but do, things but can hockey change. Things change.
Things
can change really quick.
So maybe we can do that a little bit later. Of course, you want to give us a call, you can always hit us up at 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.